Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 73. Here is the extracted text from the image. XK, any spectator or person at or around the said courthouse, during the trial of Leo M. Frank other than the officers of the law, to have in their possession or on their person any pistol or arms of any kind or character. USF Medcalf makes affidavit, deposing and saying as follows. I was a juror on the Frank case. I did not know personally either H. Hensley or L.L. Johenning, who were also jurors, trying this case, until after we were sworn in on said jury. I had occasion to and do know the conduct of these two men on the jury. At no time did either of them express themselves in a way to indicate that they were in the least bit prejudiced or biased. But each of these men, as did each and every other member of the jury, deported themselves as honest, upright, prudent, and impartial jurors. If either the said A.H. Hensley or the said L.L. Johenning believed that Frank was guilty until after the entire case had been heard and concluded and submitted to the jury, they at least did not so express themselves or give vent to any other expression within my hearing or knowledge, indicating any bias or prejudice against the said Frank. I did not know H. Hensley stood on the issue until the first ballot had been taken. Then said Hensley made a talk and stated that he had cast a doubtful ballot. There was one ballot marked doubtful. He explained to the jury why he cast this doubtful ballot and submitted some suggestions with reference to the evidence. Up to that time, so far as I know, said Hensley had not intimated or expressed any opinion whatever with reference to any feature of the case. As to L. Johenning, during the entire 21 days that we were together as jurors, he did not, so far as I know, say or in any way intimate how he stood on the issue. So far as I was able to judge from his conduct and deportment, said Johenning was an upright, honest, fair, prudent, impartial, and conscientious juror, imbued with only one purpose, viz., the ascertainment of the truth. What is said above as to the impartiality, fairness, and